An army brass band accompanied the journalists who marched through Cairo Road in the main shopping area of Lusaka. The reporters, who came from both state and privately owned media, turned out in T-shirts of different colors, but with the same message: freedom of information now. In the past 2 days, reporters from the Southern African Development Community, SADC, have been holding a workshop as part of World Press Freedom Day. Isabel Chumangeni is the vice chairperson of the Zambia Union of Journalists. She read the resolutions of the workshop in front of the Freedom Statue, where the procession of journalists converged.
The Freedom of Information Bill, which was withdrawn from Parliament 3 years ago, be taken back for enactment into law this year. We also demand that the government of Zambia and others in the SADC region make new commitments to abide by the United Nations Declaration on the Protection of Fundamental Rights of Freedom of Expression and Freedom of the Press, as stated in Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
American Public Affairs Officer Dihab Gebraha was among the list of speakers. She reminded the media practitioners of the importance of their role in disseminating information.
Your role, your job is not easy, but I know that you're committed to what you do, and you represent the masses. The people who don't have voices, you are their voices. And I commend you for the work that you do, and we are very happy to be with you today.
The media practitioners in Zambia have been pushing for the enactment of the Freedom of Information Bill. The law, which exists in over 50 countries around the world, allows citizens to access public information and records gathered by the government. In Zambia, the journalists have and continue to argue that the law will enhance the participation of citizens in public matters. The Freedom of Information Bill was withdrawn from Parliament 3 years ago by the government, saying it needed to be reviewed. Recently, the Zambian government said the global menace behind the 9/11 attacks on the United States also threatens Zambia. They say the introduction of the Freedom of Information Bill may compromise national security. They say the bill will enable anyone to access information which may be used to harm the state. However, journalists have argued that freedom of information includes provisions that protect national security. For VOA Africa, this is Kelly Skonda reporting from Lusaka, Zambia.